This is the Maggie Dawn Show. John and Courtney filling in this week. And we're taking your calls, your texts. Let us know what you think as we cover a few topics here on the program.
You can call us right now. Phone lines are open, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.
You know, I was mentioning how I love just talking about Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, just because of the name.
Lutnick.
Sounds like a character out of, well, I don't want to get into that.
Okay.
All right.
We got a text from
Little
Mark.
Little Shop of Horrors. That's I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Yo, let's get to some text.
Should we read that one
before
from
we
Mark
get to
here?
Our next cut from Howard Lutnick?
Well, this from Mark in Prairie du Sac. He says, you likely can't read this one on the air. Oh, yes, we can, Mark. We're going to read it right now. Because of FCC restrictions, is it Lutnick or Nutlick or Licknut? Same letters. He's just playing with the,
just moving it around.
Just
that's
moving
all
it around.
Yeah, it's not a big deal, right?
And we read that one. Let's see. What else have we got here? It's interesting you bring up WMD's Trump administration just changed the definition to include illicit use of fentanyl.
Wow.
As domestic terrorism.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay. Yeah.
Kind of going again too far.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get to, Lutnick and his mother-in-law. Mother-in-law, if she misses a Social Security check, no big deal. Howard, you got $4 billion. Help me out this month.
Yeah.
So anyway, he has a hard time kind of associating with people. But here is another comment from him. He was talking about, the fires and everything and the vandalism against these wonderful Tesla vehicles out there. They call them swastika cars.
Right.
Let's listen to Cut 197. And he's talking about, maybe helping Elon out a little bit.
To build the next generation technology. I think if you want to learn something on this show tonight, buy Tesla. It's unbelievable that this guy's stock is this cheap. It'll never be this cheap again. When people understand the things he's building, the robots he's building, the technology he's building, people
he's
are going to be dreaming of today and Jesse Waters and thinking, gosh, I should have bought Elon Musk's stock. I mean, who wouldn't invest in Elon Musk? You got to be kidding.
I wouldn't. I actually wouldn't.
Yeah, it's actually not been doing very well lately.
Well, no one likes him anymore.
No.
He's tearing apart our country before our very eyes.
Yeah.
But now let's hear. This is wonderful. This is Lutnick talking about robots. Tesla robots.
Okay.
This is too good. Let's just check it out.
Elon Musk is probably the best person to bet on I've ever met. And I think we all know that. I mean, gosh, in the same week that he saves astronauts with his rockets that he invented. He's building the coolest robots you've ever seen. Go online and look up Optimus. It is the coolest thing you've ever seen. We're all going to be buying robots. They're going to cost about $30,000. You're going to be buying a Tesla robot, and anybody who doesn't buy a Tesla robot is going to be silly. No one's going to be keying anything.
Silly.
Silly. Yeah, it's really silly if you don't have a $30,000 robot.
Yeah, just get
from Elon Musk.
Get two. Why not get two or three of them?
Optimus. Sounds like Optimus. Some kind of movie, doesn't it? Some kind of science fiction disaster movie.
Robots.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Well, okay. We have, I guess, we've kind of run the course here. We're trying to come up with domestic terrorists. Who are they? How do we name them domestic terrorists in the first place? It kind of bans all protests that we know that we do have. Oh, did you have a call?
Yeah, we do have a call. Whistler from Richland Center is with us this afternoon. Good afternoon, Whistler. Go ahead with your comment or question.
Hey guys, how you doing? Fill it in for Maggie. Or my,
Maggie.
What you were talking about earlier, Social Security?
Yep.
All right. I worked for about 20 years in nonprofit housing. Never had a set aside, a savings account or anything like that, or 401. But my wife worked for the county, for the city. or for the state. And now I only get just over $1,000 a month. If they do anything with that, and, you know, if the wife's Social Security, same thing, you know, we're up the proverbial creek, you know.
Yes.
But I love civic media, and you were just talking about Teslas. I thought about investing in Tesla when it first went public. I didn't. And, you know, at first I was mad that I didn't. But now I'm very glad that I didn't. Very happy. Mm-hmm. But, this is tough, man. But it's a nice sunny afternoon here in Richland Center.
Well, we're glad you enjoy it out there. Did you get any snow out in Richland Center at all?
Just last night?
Yeah.
Past week? No.
The storm just went through. A little further north, I think. That's where it was.
Yeah, Richland Center's on Highway 14, about halfway to La Crosse there. I lived there for a while. And Whistler, thanks for that call. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.
I mean, there really is, you know, when you're talking about Social Security and then making it more difficult for people to get it, when you're talking about getting rid of departments that make the government run, when you talk about laying people off or firing them or say they were doing a horrible job, of course, where are they going to take that when they apply for their next job? Well, here's the recommendation. You didn't do so well. Well, you know, I mean, it doesn't make any sense, you know. I mean, they're really trashing labor workers in this country, and they don't have any respect for it. And these are billionaires, again, showing their true colors.
That's it. And, you know, we're talking about Social Security. I don't know when you had your first job, but I got mine, you know, when I was getting an actual paycheck.
Yeah.
I was maybe 14, 15.
Yeah.
But when you get it and you're seeing the deductions and Social Security, we paid into it our entire lives.
Yes.
Every job that you've had. And to think that now all that money that you invested or that you were required to invest, you're not going to get it back.
People don't miss checks from Social Security.
Right.
And now they want people to miss their checks from Social Security, getting us ready for it.
Yep. Brief time out here. We will be back. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us. Yeah.